Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue being with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Charles Goslin is here, too. Charles is he's a retired Central Intelligence Agency operations officer, I guess I should say, to be more correct. And he has lived his life in that world, his profession in that world. He currently is serving people all around the world with the information he knows to help them have to be more safe, to be safer, and to travel and move around. He's helping people like you and me do that through his book, Understanding Personal Security and Risk, A Guide for Business Travelers. And he's become a great member of our Brain Trust. Charles Goslin, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to hear from you again.
It's good to have you back. So, Charles, when you look at the stuff that's going on in Washington right now with the issue of Russia being involved in our election process, with the Democrats going at the Republicans and the Republicans going at the Democrats. He said, she said, we got an outgoing administration. We don't know what's been going on with them, and we got a new administration. A lot of people, and they're. It seems like everybody's divided right down the middle, one side or the other. What are your thoughts on this, as someone who's been on the inside of some of the elements of these investigations and some of these things that have been happening? What do you think?
Well, thanks for asking me that, Jim. And I find it sort of fascinating. It's like watching a train wreck, to be honest with you. Listen, right now, specifically what's happening inside the Beltway, and let me qualify that real quick. I tried my utmost to stay away from inside the Beltway in most of my career, but it can be a toxic place. I think a lot, 98% or 99% of the folks, whether it's in my old outfit or certainly the Bureau and everything else, take their politics and take all of that thing and put it on the shelf and do their duty and work together shoulder to shoulder when they're out working. And that is just a fact. And that's something that we've talked about before.
I think most people accept that.
Absolutely. But I will tell you this. With regards to the Russians and what's happening there, irrespective of he said, she said, and what's currently happening with the dueling memos, there is somebody back in Moscow that's sitting there just rubbing their hands, and somebody's going to get a medal because the disinformation, this is what they do. This is what the Russians have been doing since the early 20th century.
Right.
They're very
they
good
had
at
no
that.
They had no idea and, that their little investment was going to have the life and legs that it's had right now, do they?
It's been wildly successful because it's pitted us against each other, and this is unfortunately one of the vulnerabilities of democracy, and it would really behoove us to be able to focus on that particular kind of threat, what it can do to us, because we've devolved.
But we don't have intellectual honesty in Washington to cause both sides to say, hey, guys, let's quit pointing the finger at each other and let's just find out what happened.
Well, exactly. And that's not happening right now. And a whole lot of this is being driven, certainly by the Congressional Investigating Committees.
Do you have confidence in the investigations, at least in Mueller's? There's Mueller's investigation. There's an IG investigation coming out soon. Do you have confidence in those reports? Will you have confidence in them?
I do, certainly with Mueller and also with the IG. I've done some IG work in the past, and they're very professional. And with Mueller, for all the noise and that's coming out of Washington, I would not worry about the integrity of his investigation. He is very, very professional. And
if you had to make an observation about his work, which is about a year old, with what has happened or has not happened, What's your take on that so far?
Sir, I think right now what he's going to find is he's going to find, because this is what prosecutors do, he's going to find that there's been some criminal activity or some activity on the fringes of the investigation, but I honestly think that there's not going to be any real serious collusion that is directly tied to the campaign. Mm-hmm. I don't see that.
Otherwise, we'd already know about it, wouldn't we?
There's been their useful idiot, which is Carter Page. The guy is a dope, but you know he's hardly a threat, and that's kind of what I see.
But going after him under false pretenses, they roped in some other people. Are those people going to be? Are they going to be subject to those charges, even though they never should have been included? Their names never should have been unmasked.
Well, the unmasking piece is different, and I think that's going to be another element. I just hope it doesn't get lost. I think that there was sort of an over-eagerness to unmask a lot of names in sort of the run-up to all of this last year.
Right.
And I hope that the Mueller investigation will bring some of this out, and this will be part of their conclusions. Unfortunately, I think this thing is going to drag on, at least on Mueller's investigation, into 2019. As far as the congressional side, it's just evolving into a food fight right now.
Right. So is it hyperbole to say that what we may learn, what we sounds like we might be learning, could be the most perilous time in American history since the Civil War, internally?
Oh, I think that's hyperbole.
Is it?
Jim, I think, yes.
Let me ask you this question. Yeah. What if it's discovered that there were some inappropriate behavior all the way to the top? What does America do with that?
Well, that's true, all the way to the top, and it depends on the top of which side, whether it's the top of the.
No, I agree. I didn't say one party or the other.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
No, if it's there, first off, I don't think that. I do think it's gonna come out into the light and. It certainly is going to have some damage, but it's not going to be lasting damage. You know, we've seen this before.
Weathered it. But a president resigned over it, and that's the question. Quick break. Right back with Charles Guy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.